Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's try that one more time. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's a little better. So I failed to mention earlier, but I want to mention it now, that I want to encourage you. All are welcome to stay for the meeting if you have the time. You don't have to be an official member. You know, it's a time to just get to know the family a little better. If you haven't picked up one of these yet, that's the report. I would encourage you to do it. If you have and you haven't read it all, don't be discouraged. Take it and read through it, because you get to learn about the life of the church and the people behind the curtains, you know, pulling the strings and levers. And well, just would encourage you to do it. You know, it's I've been blessed by every one of the reports, some more than others. Now, I should have known something was up when I turned to Joe Herman's report, because there were two things that just popped, that jumped out at me. And the one was, he opens up the scripture, "See, I am doing a new thing." Now it springs up. Do you perceive it? "I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." That's from Isaiah 43:19. For me, that was the spark at the beginning of the week. And most times I can kind of gauge when the spark happens and the flame begins to kindle and things start to take place. But I don't know if I had a clue this week of what that was going to mean. And so I come to you this morning prepared to bring one message to you, and found myself this morning being drawn away in another direction. And I thought, oh God, is this what you meant by you doing a new thing? And do I perceive it? I'm going to find out. I want you to turn with me this morning to Ezekiel 34. And I want to read just two verses with you. Ezekiel 34, verses 26 and 27. Give me a moment to find that. Ezekiel 34, 26 and 37. I won't begin until I hear the pages stop, because I want to be fair to you.
I've been waiting a long time.
I'm a patient man, all right?
I'm a slow man.
I'm a slow man.
Say the reference again, bro.
Ezekiel 34, verses 26 and 27.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, while maybe some of you are still thumbing, the other part of Joe's report that jumped out at me was, what's next for our forever family? By the way, I don't care if I'm putting you on the spot this morning, because you would do the same to me. Only God knows for sure.
Sure.
Only God knows for sure. We do not need to fear. As our ultimate leader, and that those two words jumped out at me, our ultimate leader, our Lord, has been with us in every day of this year. Do you believe that? I believe that. And whether I did or I didn't, this is a moment to believe it. Look at Ezekiel with me, verses 26 and 27. "I will bless them and the places surrounding my hill. I will send down showers and seasons. There will be showers of blessings. The trees of the field will yield their fruit, and the ground will yield its crops. The people will be secure in their land, and they will know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke and rescue them from the hands of those who enslaved them. I want to ask you this morning, how is it that you got up today? How is it that you were able to arrive here? How is it that you have any one day under your belt and are able to look forward to another? Is it not that God is the one that is pouring out blessings upon our lives? We may think that we are able to, and sometimes we are faced with hard facts that we are not able to. But in spite of the whether we can or we can't do life, God is continually pouring blessings out on us. That's why you're here today. That's why you will catch your next breath. That's why you have the movement that you have in your limbs. The breath of your lungs and the sight of your eyes and the sound to your ears. God is continually pouring out blessings upon us. Things that we so often just take for granted. All of us do it because we're going from one thing to another. And we're arriving at one place or another in our lives. And so often we question, is God there? Is God with me? Is he really with me? As we pray today, does he really love me? Sometimes it is hard to catch that. I want to say to you this morning, today you are here. And in essence, we have come around the hill of God. It is a place where we know he dwells, that he is planted in, that he has made his name known in, and that we know and we have confidence, regardless of how we feel at times, that when we come to this place, when we come around the hill of God, that we will find something. We will find him. We will find someone who may be able to point us to him or encourage us in his direction and uphold us and help us walk, regardless of how heavy our steps might become. But we have that confidence that he is here. Now, it's easy to say that God showers us with blessing today, and we have the metaphor before us as we look out the windows, as you drove here, or as you heard the water pounding, the rain pounding on your home, and the sound resonating through the walls and through the roof. You say, rain is a good thing. And at times we need it more than others. And sometimes we don't want to be bothered with it. But it's there, and we need it. And God's blessings are the same way. I have to tell you that since I'm arriving here, someone asked me this morning, so how's the transition going? And I have to tell you, I couldn't be more blessed. Every time I turn around, God has poured out a blessing. And most of them are the relationships I have with you as I get to know you. But I am blessed every time I turn around because God has brought me to his hill and he has poured out blessings. And he wants to do the same for each of us. This is why it's so essential that we come together like this to be reminded, because this world has a way of deleting the most holiest of files that have been planted on our hard drive. We want to safeguard those files. Remember that God is working in and through our lives. And so we look out today and we find the blessings all around us in the rain that's being poured out. And quite often God is doing that. But what about the times when there's drought? And you know what I mean. When times are hard. When things don't make sense. When your next step or your next move, even your next day, is questionable, is doubtful. There's fear involved. There's a certain trepidation that comes with what tomorrow is going to bring. When maybe you open up that piece of mail that just sticks you where it hurts. Mm. Or you get that phone message that someone you know and love is no longer with you. Those times of drought when you question, God, what is going on here? What are you doing? What are you allowing? I don't understand it. I really thought that this would turn out much different. I really had hopes for a better today. And now tomorrow is even in doubt. And all doesn't seem like it's going to stop. It's one thing after another thing after another thing. So much so that I find it hard to catch my breath. What about those times of drought? That is time for blessing. When our mouths are so dry that we can barely speak and cry out to God, that is the stage being set for the blessing. But do we believe that? Or are we ready to let go? And not necessarily our relationship with Him, but just let go. Let go. Because it's easy to do that. But if we could only see that when trouble comes and visits, and things don't go smoothly, and we find ourselves just struggling so, that it's a sign that blessings are soon to arrive, that God's going to open up the sky and pour out His blessings upon us. Now, you know as well as I do, droughts can go on for some time. Some places, months upon months, and maybe even years. And maybe some of you have felt that. When am I going to get a break? Because I feel like I'm walking through a desert and there is no oasis in sight. That is the time when we need to remind each other that there is someone who is ready to bless and pour out blessings upon us. And if we would just hold on. Have you ever been in a place where you felt like you were holding on by just a strand? But you held on. Because somewhere in your heart, you know that God came through once before and that He's able to do it again. And that He's able to pour out showers of blessings. Because that's His heart. That's His desire. That's the very thing that He wants to do day in and day out. But if we would just seek Him and even be willing to ask for help. You see, because I really do believe that the path for us going forward must be one of divine intimacy. One that God is producing between us and Him, but one that overflows from our lives where we open up one another. And we literally say, I really need your help. This is the kind of week I had. Would you pray for me? Whether in a text, a call, or face to face. To not be ashamed that you're struggling. To not feel like you're less of a Christian or a child of God because you're struggling. Amen. Because you're falling short. Because you're missing the mark. Whatever you want to put to it. But that you can turn to God and you can turn to your brother or your sister and say, I really need help. See, because I really believe that's the journey that God has us on. And not because it's going to be like kind of a sermon series for the Lenten season. But because it's a lifestyle that God wants to produce in us. Regardless of how many numbers we have here. But to build relationships with Him and with others. That He is able to refresh you. To pour a blessing upon you. That you might experience His touch on your life. See, that's why it's so vitally important to stay together, to stay connected. Because God wants to pour out blessings upon us. He wants to bring forth you fruit, as Ezekiel was sharing. God wants to produce. What does that mean? Fruit. You an apple tree? Raspberry bush? Growing up in Queens Village, my grandfather had a home. There was a few different homes in Queens. that were all bungalows originally, and eventually they built homes onto it. But my mother would tell me, when they first came out to, like where Belmont Racetrack is and Cross Island Parkway is, that's where I grew up, right in that spot. There was no Cross Island Parkway. They used to take a trolley out from Brooklyn, and they would hike over to the bungalow. And where Cross Island Parkway was like blueberry bushes, and when, even when I moved in years later to our home, the guy on the other side of the fence, I used to pick his raspberries. He didn't care. They were just hanging out. They'd grown wild raspberries. I'd reach over the fence, and they were great. They were awesome. What kind of fruit does God want to produce in our lives? The kind that people can't rip out and build highways through. See? It's part of his blessing. Some of the growth that takes place in our lives, it's all about bearing fruit. And when we're intimately engaged with one another, praying for one another, and helping each other through hard times, there's fruit there. And you're helping someone else. You're tilling their ground. You're watering their ground. And God can give it the increase and produce fruit in that person's life so that there's growth in relationship. And everybody wants growth in relationship. I don't care what anybody's saying about our world today. Regardless of how crazy it is out there and how crazy it will become, at the end of the day, people need relationships.
Yes.
They need one another. And our interaction with one another has a way of producing fruit in a person's life that they not only can eat from, but they can share with someone else. Blessing. Even when the dark clouds come overhead, can we see it as the storm is coming and it's going to open up the skies and pour out blessings on us? Well, I know the ground is dry now, but I believe that you can come and pour out blessings upon us. That you can free us up. That we might continue to know your goodness, know that you are Lord. And they will know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke and rescue them from the hands of those who enslave them. I don't know about you, but I can easily say that sometimes we might see ourselves just as the Pharisees did when Jesus showed up, John the Baptist was preaching. They thought they were God's children and they were freed up. But they would soon be told that that was not the case, that there were things binding them and enslaving them. And God, in his great love, wanted to reveal it to them. I don't know how you think about when I read Jesus' interactions with the Pharisees and the scribes, but I see it to be a breaking. They need to be a freeing. And he didn't have it out for them. Well, not the way we might think. God had it out for them in the way of loving them, wanting to break through and freeing them up. And you and I need to be mindful. What might be going on in our lives that has us enslaved and enchained? As a people of God, keeps us down and keeps us from being free to enjoy the blessings of God and to share them richly with others. How big is your God? What do you struggle with? Is he not able to break that? Break you free? What perplexes you and plagues you day in and day out? What is the next thing that's coming along that may trip you up and hinder you from being the person that God wants you to be? Whatever it is, it's not important that I know. God already knows it. It's important that we identify it and say, oh God, here, I need your help. I really do. I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with that. Will you come and break that chain, that yoke, the thing that has a death hold on me, that takes me down every time when I just thought I would get a break? what is the next thing for this forever family? Whatever it is, we do not need to fear. Before my arriving, God was taking you on a journey. He was doing wonderful things in your presence. Whether you can identify it as that. Maybe you felt uneasy and unnerved at times. But the ultimate leader was guiding you. And I want to tell you how comforted I was when I read that. Because as a pastor, I went, oh, yeah, that's the truth. Christ, our Lord, is the ultimate leader. He's the one that has cared for you for the 30 years that Pastor Jerry was here. And he was the one that cared for you in between Pastor Jerry and my arrival. And he will care for, he's the one that's caring for us now, here, at this moment. Amen. For as long as we're together. But it is always the ultimate leader that has his eyes on us. The one that we sang so sweetly to this morning. And engaged with our hearts of worship. He's the one. He's the one. And yes, he has been in every day of the year. He's in your every moment. When there's a drought at home, you say, what's going on here? When you're struggling at work, you're thinking, what's going on here? He's there, watching over every one of our steps and promising to pour out blessing upon us. And in those moments, his blessings are no less. May I say they might be even more. Because he's the one that's standing alongside of you. He's the one that will carry you into the next day. He's the one who feeds you and sustains you. He's the one that causes us to bear fruit. Without him, we can do no good thing. But he's there every step of the way. And I encourage you, as we go through the meeting today and as we look to the future, keep our eyes on the ultimate leader. That's who I'm looking to. When Pastor Nick and John and I meet every week, that's who we're looking to. That's who we're praying to. That's who we come to and ask for guidance and help. That's who we spend time listening for. We need to all do that. Each one of us. So that we know his way in the days ahead. And I am encouraged. I am encouraged by you, in the soundness of your heart. I am encouraged by your smiles and your attendance. You being here, I'm going to tell you something. Nothing compares to the times that we share together where God is in the midst, working in and through our lives with one another. Rich blessings poured out upon us. That's what God is doing here. Let's pray together. Father, we surround your hill and we sing praises to you. We want to give you the glory. For what you are doing here is a new thing. And I pray, oh God, that you give us eyes to see it and ears to perceive it, oh God. And that we might just avail ourselves to you. That we would be a people who were fat, faithful, available, and teachable, oh God. Lord, we bring ourselves to you. And ask for your hand of guidance upon us. And we ask these things in Christ's name. In whose name we say.